The Biden set up Valentine's in front of the media at the White House. By Charlie Spiering on February 12, 2021. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden arrived on the front lawn of the White House on Friday to observe Valentine's Day. The First Lady placed several large hearts on the front lawn overnight, right in front of the media's television cameras set up on the driveway. "The press is going to think it's for them," Biden joked as he and the First Lady arrived on the front lawn to look at the large cardboard hearts set up where everyone could see them. The hearts read "Healing, Unity, Courage, and Compassion." The president, wearing a leather jacket and blue jeans, spoke to the press with the First Lady as they walked their dogs holding their coffee and wearing masks. Jill Biden said she set up the Valentines to send a message to the American people during the coronavirus pandemic. "I just wanted some joy, and I think things have been, with the pandemic, just everybody's feeling a little down," she said. "So, it's just a little joy. A little hope. That's all." Biden recalled when he was first vice president and Jill Biden made a similar gesture, painting hearts on the window panes of his office. "How do you extend that love story to the American people that are feeling so down right now? So discouraged?" one reporter asked. "Tell them there is hope, there's hope, you just have to stay strong," he said. "We hope this lifted your spirits," Jill Biden added, taking Joe Biden's arm. Joe Biden expressed sympathy for the press waiting outside, noting that it was so damn cold. "Next time bring us coffee too?" a reporter responded, adding she would bring donuts next Friday if he agreed to come back. Biden said he did not realize members of the press would be there so early in the morning, but handed his own cup of coffee to the reporter. "I didn't have a taste. I didn't even have a taste," he said. "Here. Come on. I promise you, I give you my word. I didn't have anything." "I'm going to get in trouble," the reporter replied. "I don't even have my mask."